February is here, and you know what that means? Fitness Fridays in February kicks off today. And we all know health starts in the kitchen. There are certain foods we should all try to incorporate more into our diets to stay healthy.
That's right. February is also Heart Month. And joining us now is an old friend of mine, Dr. Jessel Popat from the Florida Hospital Tampa Pepin Heart Institute, and Kevin Lohr's Tampa Bay Buccaneers team dietitian. I couldn't think of two more perfect people to in our daytime kitchen right now as we kick off this Fitness Fridays and also Heart Month. You were instrumental in my procedure when I had open heart surgery, Jessel, and I'm so happy to see you again.
Thanks for taking good care of me.
Yeah, and Kevin, nice to have you back.
Nice to be back
as well. So we hear over and over and over again as we move forward, plant-based diet. Why is that?
You know, plant-based diets are the hot topic, you know, with all these new documentaries that are out on Netflix. Everyone's talking about it, and it's sort of the buzzword. But the truth is, it's not a typical fad diet. It's really a lifestyle change. Plant-based nutrition is naturally healthy. It's low in cholesterol, low in saturated fat, and high in antioxidants.
Okay. But we still need fats in our diet, right? But there are certain types of fats that you recommend.
Absolutely. You do need some fats in your diet. I recommend healthy fats. The healthy fats come from things like avocados, from coconut oil, from natural whole plant-based food products.
Okay. Yeah, I read something bad about vegetable oil the other day. And you'd think coming from a vegetable, that would be okay, but it's
marketing
not.
Genius.
Right.
Marketing genius.
Yeah, right.
Hydrogenated vegetable oil.
What are some of the foods we should stay away from if we want to be heart healthy?
You know, I think keeping it simple, the most important thing is staying away from processed foods. So a lot of foods are mislabeled as heart healthy, and I see it a lot of times on cereal, which are very processed cereals, and they label themselves as heart healthy. So the best foods to stay away from are fast foods, processed foods, prepackaged foods, and more we're saying stay away from the processed animal products like processed meats and cheeses. So string cheese, things like that, stay away.
But so good, but so bad.
If you have to eat something on the go, Kevin
what are we making here today?
Well, we're going to make a smoothie here today. So like Doctor was saying, you really want to focus on the foods that are not prepackaged. We do have some prepackaged foods here, but they are limited in their ingredients.
Right.
So if you have to go packaged, go between 1 to 3 ingredients in that packaged item.
There's a difference between packaged and processed.
Exactly. Yeah. And so going down the line here, you've got all your fruits and vegetables right here. Even though these are packaged, these are just spinach packages and celery.
Okay.
Right here, you've got honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
a
only
good
ingredient
sweetener.
In here. Coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
You got a mixture of nuts and seeds and dried fruit, and then also rolled oats.
So you're going to chuck that all in that
blender? We're going to put most of it in here.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm just going to add just plain water.
Okay. You've got less than a minute. Can you do it in that time?
Yes, definitely.
We're talking about food on the go, and you have to make it on the go, right?
So we just basically, we got a banana to help sweeten.
Yep. All right. Good.
All right. We got some...
These are all nature's candies.
There you
strawberries
go.
And...
Blueberries
for antioxidants.
Marvelous.
You've got spinach, and you've got kale for some nitrates to help with blood vessels.
This is a good way to sneak kale into your diet if you're not that fond of it.
Exactly. Especially for kids, too, you know?
Got a mixture of hemp, chia, and flax seeds.
Yum.
A little vegan protein powder.
Oh, wow.
And... but not least, some coconut oil.
Oh, yeah.
Dr.
approved.
Dr. approved.
I'll pour it off with a little bit more water.
Mix that up.
And we'll turn it on here.
Okay. And you do that while we do. Okay. I was going to say,
while we
read this. Okay.
All right.
Nicely done, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, why don't you pour some in so we can taste it?
Yeah, you can find Florida Hospital and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 8 on Your Side Health and Fitness Expo. It's happening February 23rd and 24th.
And for more information, just head to catchbucksfever.com. And right now, Cindy, do you want to do the honors?
I will do the
honors.
Because
then I'm going to just go right
in there.
You're
going to take
it from
me?
Okay. I'm going to take it, and we'll be right back. How is that?
Mm-hmm.